February the 22nd, 2014. Remembering the earthquake. Today is 3 years since that terrible earthquake in Christchurch, which killed 185 people. Memorial services were held in many places today, with 2 minutes silence at 12:51 p.m., the time of the earthquake. For those who lost friends or family, and for those who were injured, the memory is still strong. For those waiting for repairs to their homes, the earthquake cannot be forgotten. Meanwhile, the central city, the CBD, looks like a battlefield, except for the Restart Centre with the brightly coloured container shops. More than 1,000 buildings have been demolished in the CBD, and this is still continuing. A few new buildings around the edge of the CBD are now starting to appear. Many people are asking why it is taking so long to rebuild the city. Not only shops and offices in the CBD, but also people's homes all over the city. The first problem was that aftershocks continued. 11,000 aftershocks. How can anyone rebuild while there were still earthquakes? Another major problem has been insurance. It has taken insurance companies so long to make decisions about how much to pay for damage. A further problem is the unstable land. So much damage was caused by liquefaction, sandy soil and water coming up from under the ground. This broke foundations of buildings in many places. It takes time for the land under every damaged building to be checked. After that, owners have to make a decision about rebuilding. Many roads are closed while water and sewage pipes under the roads are repaired. Damaged roads also need repairing. So what will Christchurch be like in another year? We will have to wait and see.